Okay, so Rebbe Hashem, we're continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Melachos, and we're up to parak Yod, Mishnah Ches. So we said that you're not allowed to be kotzer any of the grain before the Korban Omer. So kotzer beis hashlachim shebemakom. You are allowed to be kotzer a field that is irrigated with what with you know that doesn't rely on rainwater that you have to irrigate before the Ketziras HaOmer, and the Isser before Ketziras HaOmer doesn't apply to grain from irrigated fields, because that's considered a very low quality type of grain, avalo gochin, but you're still not allowed to stack up the grain and make piles of it. Anshe Yericho, the people of Yericho, who grew grain in these types of fields, kotzrin beretzon chachamim, they would do the ketzira and the chum were okay with that, but vegochin shlo beretzon chachamim, they would do the gedisha, the piling of the grain, the chum were not okay with that, velo michu biadam chachamim, but the chum didn't protest against them, even though they were not really okay with that. Kotzer l'shachas u'machle behema, you're allowed to harvest a grain that's not ripe before the Korban Omer was harvested and feed the grain to the animals, because it was done for animals, it wasn't done for human consumption. That's why you're allowed to do such a ketzira. So that's another exception to the Isser of ketzira before the Omer. Amar Bida Emesai Bizman Shehiskel Atshalo V'yashlish. When do we say that you're allowed to cut unripe grain and use it for shachas to feed animals? That's only when you started harvesting the grain before it was one-third grown. Only then is it definitely animal fodder. Rabbi Shimon Omer Af Yikzor V'yachel Af Mishay V'yashlish. He says, no, if you're going to feed it to animals, even if it's already one-third grown, you're allowed to do it. Moving on to Mishnah test, kotzrin mipnei hanatios. You're allowed to harvest grain for the young trees that grow near the grain that could be damaged by having grain growing nearby. Mipnei beis ha'evel, and you're also allowed to harvest grain for beis ha'evel, meaning in order to make room for people to be menachem avelim, so they would have to clear out some space. So you're allowed to harvest grain. Mipnei beis ha'medrashin, if they needed an area for people to sit and learn, you're allowed to harvest grain. Lo yasos and krichos, even though you're allowed to harvest before the Korban Omer and all the exceptions that we just mentioned, you're not allowed to bundle them together. Avam nichem tzvasim, but you can leave them in piles as long as you don't tie them into bundles. Mitzvah omer lovam and akama. The Korban Omer, it should be brought from standing grain, meaning the grain that was still attached to the ground, and when you did the ketzira, you did it l'shem Korban Omer. Lo matzah, let's say you don't find any standing grain before Pesach, because for some reason all the farmers already harvested everything. So yavi mina amarim. So then you could bring from bundles of grain that were not done, that did not have ketzira done specifically for the sake of the Korban Omer. Mitzvah salavu min alach. The grain should be brought from the Korban Omer should be brought from moist kernels that are very fresh. Lo matzah. If you don't find moist kernels, yavi mina yavish. So you bring from all the dried out ones. Mitzvah salikser belayla. Really, the ketzira is almost supposed to be done at night. Nikser biyom. Kosher, if it's done during the day, it's also kosher. V'doches haShabbos, and the Ketziras HaOmer is doches Shabbos. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches, we said that even though you're not allowed to be kotzer grain before you're kotzer the Korban Omer, there are exceptions, like in a beis hashlachim, an irrigated field, even though you're not allowed to be godeshit, and in fact, that's what they did in Yericho. In Yericho, they were even godeshit, and the Chum were not happy about it. They just didn't bother protesting it. You're also allowed to be kotzer grain before the Korban Omer for animal fodder. But Rabbi Yehuda says that's only if it was not yet one-third grown. Rabbi Shimon says if it's for animal fodder, even if it is a third grown. And then in Mishnah Test, we said another exception is you're allowed to be kotzer before the Korban Omer to help nearby young trees grow better and to clear space for Nichum Avelim or for Talmud Torah. But you're not allowed to bundle them together, tie them together in bundles, even though you can leave them in piles. And then we said ideal. There are a number of things that are ideal about the Ketziras HaOmer, but B'diavad would still be okay. One thing is that the Ketzira itself should really be done the Shem Korban Omer, but if you can't find any grain to cut, you could use grain that has already been cut, not the Shem Korban Omer. We said ideally it should be fresh grain that's still moist, but if you can't find that, you could use dry grain. And we said ideally the Ketziras HaOmer should be done at night, but if you are unable to and it is only done during the day, it would also be kosher, and the Ketziras HaOmer is Doche Shabbos. Okay, next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud Aleph of Maseches Menachos.